last four parshas in the Torah, besides Vazos HaBrocha, Kisavo Nitzavim Vayelech HaAzinu, all have Divrei Tochacha. Moshe Rabbeinu had been leading Klal Yisrael in a life that was l'mal miderech hateva. 40 years in the Midbar, surrounded by anar kavod, mon mayim, the natural rules by which people lead their lives, or which determine history, didn't exist. They were in a bubble, disconnected from all reality. Now they've emerged from that bubble, and they're about to, and they are in the process of entering real life. In the process of entering real life, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that the real life of a Jew and the real life of the Umot Olam is very different. The real life of a Jew, both as an individual and as a nation, is dependent very immediately on Schar V'Onesh, Hashgacha Pratis. Now, after I spoke the past few weeks, a number of people have come up to me with some idea that according to the Rambam and the Ramban, there's no such thing as Hashgacha Pratis against a certain tzaddikim. That idea that floats around in certain places is only tenable by someone who's never gone through the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Rambam completely says no. Hashgacha Pratis is what runs our lives. Everything that happens to us, everything the Rama writes, Mor Nebuchadnezzar, many times, is a result of Hashgacha Pratis, Schar V'Onesh. And in Ha'azinu, we begin, Hatzur Tomim Po'olo. What does that mean? Hatzayor. The designer of the world, Shutzoras Ha'olam, who designed the world in the beginning, Vatzor Boas Ha'odam, and designed a human being, Shenemar, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es Ha'odam, Tomim Po'olso, Puloso Shlemo, Al Kolboi Ha'olam. What he did is perfect for every member of the one who comes into this world. Vein Laharach Midosav. Afilu shinu shel klum. When he created the human being, who oscho vayechonenecho. What does that mean? That means every aver of the human being is designed to be that best way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought for the human being to function. If I have 5 fingers, maybe it would have been better with 6? No. Maybe it would have been better with 4? No. The ideal way for a human being to function is 5 fingers. So one shouldn't say, if I had 3 eyes, 2 in front and 1 in back, if I had 3 hands, maybe I should walk in my head. Maybe my head should be pointing the other direction. It would be better. That which he created is perfect and complete. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a human being, and as Chazal say, on each aver and aver, it was a decision made, this is the ideal way to create the human being. ki chol drachav mishpat. Yoshev al kol echad ve'echad bedin. Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on the din of every individual. V'nosein lo ma'asheroi lo, and we get what we deserve. Ke'el emuna shehemin ba'olam u'bara'o. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought this world could become a perfect world by the human being. And that's how he created it. Ve'en ovel shlobar b'nei odom li'os v'shoyim. He did not create people with a goal that they should become Rishoyim. Elo Lios Tzadikim. He created them so they should become Tzadikim. V'chein u'omer. V'vad re'ezem motzosi asha oso ha'elokim asa odom yosho. He made the human being. His teva is to be straight. Tzadik v'yoshohu shu misnahig b'yashus im kol boi olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us in absolute straightness. Dover Acher, Hatsur Hatakif, he's all powerful. Tom Polos, Poloso Shlema, and he deals in a complete and total way with each individual. That means he sees the entire individual, sees how to judge him in an entire sense. And gives that judgment and puts into effect that judgment. Not iota is not perfectly given to each individual. And no one should say, why did he have to destroy the Dor HaMabul with Mayim? Why did he have to destroy the Anshe Migdol by scattering them all over the world, and the Anshe Stom and Eish V'Gofris? And why did Aaron have to take the Kahuna and David the Malchus and Korach should be swallowed up? He called Roch of Mishpat. He deals with Mishpat with each individual. Yoshevim kol echad ve'echad b'din. He judges every individual with din. For no saint low is harot uilo, and he gets what he deserves. Kel emuna bal pikodin, ve'in avol gover shelo b'achrona, and he will collect that which is due to him in the end. Shelo kamidas hakadosh baruch hu midas b'osav adam. Kadosh baruch hu is not like a b'osav adam. Midas b'osav adam mafkir etzel chaveiro masayim. He gives, he doesn't always give back, gives, wants to take more than he gave. Takif. Tom and Paulo Pulosum shall boy olum shlemo lufonov. Me'acher matin schorin shall tzadigum matin poronish shall ritzoyim. Elu lo not luklumi shall hembo olam azeh, ve'elu not luklumi shall hembo olam abo. A tzadig isn't collecting in this world, and a rosha will not collect in the next world. He pays up the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks he has to pay up. What is this Yalkut telling us? is Yalkut is telling us a very simple thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu is uniquely capable of seeing the totality, running the world according to his overriding infinite wisdom and infinite power, and each individual gets exactly what is magia lo. And more than that, he created us in the perfect way to put into effect his mitzvahs. He created us to be that our natural tendency should be straightness and yashvus. He created us that we have the ability, but Yalkut doesn't say one thing. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something in this world called Bechira Chofshis. We're not automatically tzaddikim. We're created with a tendency to become tzaddikim. And we're impacted by all sorts of things. And Rabbi writes, it's a very, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, they talk about Bechira Chofshis. Bechira Chofshis is a very rough idea. Bechira Chofshis says, I have the ability to make myself and turn myself into whatever I want to do. And Rabbi Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, Bechira Chofshis is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Because most people go through life without Bechira Chofshis. They're impacted by this and they're impacted by that. And my mother screamed at me when I was 3 years old. And my Rebbe in 11th grade screamed at me. There I got turned off a Torah, whatever. The answer is no. Bechira Chofshis is not a metzias. Go through life without taking my life in my hands. Ubacharta b'chai means I'm a chuyiv to take my life in my hands. And now, doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that we're not impacted by our friends. So the answer is, you can choose your friends. But I grew up with so-and-so, yes. What does that mean? It means a person understands that he's going to be impacted by his friends. That's natural. He's going to be impacted by his social environment. That's natural. So what does he do? And say, well, that's just the friends I have. No, no. That's not the friends you have to choose. Not the social environment you have to choose. For example. But you choose. Bechira Chofshis means taking your life in your hands, choosing what you will do with your life, choosing what values you're going to have, and how to make that part of you. So Rambam writes, "Malach the bedroch of midas." What are midas? Midas, and not just acting nicely to people, making that part of you—that's your natural way of being. So how do you do it? Says the Rambam. Maybe you're just not a nice person. For whatever reason, Rambam says, so you begin acting in a certain way till you become accustomed to that. You begin associating with people who talk a certain way. You begin associating with people who act a certain way. You create all the things that will change your insides to become the person you want to become. There's a crazy idea out in American mentality, Western mentality, person discovering their inner self. The Rama Rabbeinu Yonah says, you don't discover your inner self, you make your inner self. You may say where you are now. I got an email the other day from a person who's gone through a lot of difficulties in life. An email basically said, listen, I have spent 4 years in therapy, and I've finally discovered who I am, and I'm not meant to be so firm as I thought I was meant to be. And I don't know, I didn't know how to react to that. And because a person can maybe discover what my tendencies are to be. But then the question is, what do I do with that, and how do I change myself, and how do I form myself, and how do I fashion myself? A human being makes himself, creates himself, fashions himself, forms himself. And that's why there's such a thing called din. Because if I was just a total automaton reacting to my divus, to my this, to my that, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarding me or punishing me? I'm reacting. The answer is, because even if I'm not exercising my Bechira Chavshis, I'm being judged for the fact that I don't exercise my Bechira Chavshis. And there is a very fundamental reality. It's a yasod. Sometimes I give an example, something that happened to me a good number of years ago. 30 years ago. There's a certain person who I dealt with time that I lived in Los Angeles. And his wife gave birth to a baby. He was a very emotionally explosive individual, is the best way. And his wife gave birth to a baby, and it was premature. There was a lot of intracranial bleeding, and the doctor said at most the baby will survive, will be a vegetable. And he went absolutely ballistic. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me? And I got a call from the wife, Chol HaMoed, that the baby was born a week before Pesach, that he stopped putting on tefillin, doesn't want to daven, doesn't want to say brachos, and he's angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I said, put him on the phone. I said, listen, I guarantee you the baby will be all right. But you've been acting like a mensch, not coming out there today. After Pesach, I had to be in Los Angeles anyway. So by that time, when I got there a week after Pesach, the whole prognosis was different. Child would survive, intelligent child. So this fellow asked me, so how did you know? I said, I don't have Ruach HaKodesh, I'm not a Navi. So how did I know? We have a klal. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person an assoyan, he can't survive. There's no such thing. I saw there's no way you could survive having a child as a vegetable. There's no way you could survive. And therefore, that's not what was happening. And I turned to him, so what did happen? You had a child who you thought would be a vegetable. That's the son you could have dealt with, and you flunked. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives everyone the sionis. By giving everyone the sionis, so he makes sure that each person according to his madrega, and he makes sure that we can deal with it. But in order to deal with it, it's called Bechira Chavshis. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean you don't have to work hard to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You do. When it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev B'din al kol Yochid v'Yochid, and he created each Yochid with different keichels and different keichels on Nefesh, kol ha-godol mechaveiro yitzro godol mechaveiro. So what you'll see, you'll say, oh, the Vilna Gaon, such a great man, he didn't have any Yetzirah. Just the opposite, Chazal said. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Vilna Gaon with the unbelievable keichels and nefesh for Taif, he created him at the same time with unbelievable keichels and nefesh for Ra. His Yetzirah, the Vilna Gaon's Yetzirah, was as big as his Yetzirah. What is the Vilna Gaon's Mila? that was such an unbelievable Yetzer Hara, he made sure his Yetzer Tov was in charge. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created anyone with to be the Tzadik Hador without giving him the Nisyonos. Every one of us has the Nisyonos. But it's a question of taking your life in your hands and shaping yourself and forming yourself and making yourself to become that person the way the Torah wanted you to be. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges you. He gives you an Nisyon. You say, well, it's an assignment. The answer is no. Gave you an assignment, but he also only gave it to you because he knew you had the keichas and nefesh to deal with it. Now, each tkuf of life has different nisyonos. Each tkuf of life makes sure that there's this nisyon, there's this challenge. The challenge of a 16-year-old is not the challenge of a 25-year-old or a 40-year-old. They have different kirchas and nefesh, different situations in life. And that's what it's all about. So, we approach Yom HaDin. Said a number of times this year. Because I've heard too much foolishness spoken about what you have to do on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day, besides looking at all the protim, you have to look at yourself in a very total sense. You have to realize, after Hivdalta Enosh Merosh, who and what does it mean to be a Frum Jew? It means to recognize that the be-all and end-all of the world is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me as a neshama in a guf. And my goal is to make sure in the 70 to 120 years HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me in this world, that my neshama is developed to the maximum it can. People have a very interesting view of what the Din V'Cheshbon Olam Haba is. They view the world as more like a person acting in this world, if they think about it, b'chlal, which most people don't. It's like some sort of a cash register. I do a mitzvah, boom, register in the cash register in Shemayim. I do an Aveira, register in the cash register in Shemayim. After you leave this world, you see how much money is in the cash register, and that's what it's all about. Ram says it's not really how it works. Everything I do in this world affects my neshama. My goal in this world is to build up that neshama. Change my midas. Change my Yerushamayim. Every mitzvah impacts my neshama. Every Aveira impacts my neshama. Every nivul peh I say impacts my neshama. Every piece of Torah I learn impacts my neshama. So what during the day can a person chooses to do what he does with himself during the day, his neshama is being impacted. In the 120 years, when you come up to Shemayim, the Neshama finds its place in Shemayim, depending on what happened to it down in this world, how you built it. But the Ikur Avoda you have in this world is Olam Hazeh, Dom LeProster. It's like a hallway going into a gigantic tractland. Gigantic room in a palace. Prepare yourself in this world. It's a mission. Pirkei Avos. That's our avoda. And some people circumstances in life may be difficult. That's an assignment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. He also said you can deal with it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Avraham Avinu the assignment that Keda, Medrash says? Because he knew he could deal with it, other people couldn't deal with it. Shem Tzadik Yivcha. Growing up in a Western world, we go with the flow. Life moves in its own direction. People don't think about life as a totality. What am I doing? They don't view themselves as a neshama. How is this impacting my neshama? Abba Talmud, when he first went into business, wasn't sure, but he had a very delicate neshama. So every time someone in the business, in the offices, would use inappropriate language, which is every 3 minutes in most places, at least every 3 minutes, what would he would say, excuse me, I really don't like talking that way. So he wasn't sure how people were going to react. After a while, the type of language that was used in the offices where he was part of, everyone began to change. But he was very concerned. Being in the office with all that language happening all around him, how's that going to affect his neshama? It makes you insensitive to the vulgarities of the world around you. And this, and that is the basic idea of looking at yourself. How sensitive am I to Kedusha? How sensitive am I to the fact that we live in a vulgar world? And I have to make sure it really doesn't get into me. Now, growing up in that vulgar world, people are very insensitive in terms of language, in terms of just talking, in terms of what to think about. So when you look at yourself as a totality and saying, how am I functioning as an Erlich from Jew? Looking at yourself. And John said, well, this is the world around me. That's the way it goes. No. Take your life in your hands. You can make yourself into a sensitive Jew, sensitive to Kedusha, understand? Bechira Chofshi is a very powerful thing. It's a very challenging thing. But preparing for Yom Adin, that's what it's all about. Hatzur Tam and Paula. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with all the abilities to deal with anything in that He gave us. And He sits in judgment how we respond to all the nisyonos He gives us. We overcome them or we succumb to them, etc. That is the yisod of Yom HaDin. And in preparing for Yom HaDin, there is sense of Midas Amos. We live in a world's Mole Sheker. There is, United States election is, who can be on a lower Madrega than the other? That's, that's a vicious competition. So they discovered there's a tape, Donald Trump used Nivel Peh. Like, I can guarantee you, all the people out there who are screaming about it don't suggest as much as he does. LMI. We live in a world of such sheker, of such devious deception, that we get used to sheker. We're used to insincere speeches. And that is something that when we look at ourselves, we have to say, how are we being impacted by the sheker of the world? How are we being impacted by the vulgarity of the world? How do I change myself to be sensitive to those messages the Torah wants me to be sensitive to? Torah wants you to develop your neshama, the sense of kedusha. And in today's world, where everything is sheker and vulgar and low, we have to look at ourselves. Of course we're mushba by it. Of course we're mushba by it. So how do we develop in ourselves the ability to get rid of that insensitivity we have to the Torahs, to the values of the Torah, and to be sensitive only to the Torah? All this requires a person to say, so what are the practical steps I'm going to take? Language. Stam. What are the reasons we don't like Goyish reading material in the dorm? It's very simple. Anything that's written in the year 2016, guaranteed is mole preachers. Mole, and you, at this point, we're so insensitive to it, we don't even realize how bad it is because this is the norm. We only realize how much worse when things get very bad. One of the reasons we try to have this sort of different rules here. So we'd like you to experience sometime in your life what it means to be in an atmosphere. We're trying to create an atmosphere. It's not easy. We're trying to create an atmosphere of Torah ideas and Torah values so you'll feel comfortable with it. We try to create our own social environment. Of course, you came from high school, you had a lot of friends here and a lot of friends there, and they went to this place and they went to that place, they're hanging around here, they're hanging around here. And, of course, you have to be in touch with them. I said, wait a second. You have to be in touch with them? Being in touch with them, is that the right hashbar you want? They speak the type of language you're supposed to be speaking. They speak about the right topics that you're supposed to be speaking. Being in touch with those people is going to elevate your neshama or bring down your neshama. So when you think, I know there's a certain young man that he's not in this room now, so he won't feel offended. But he's a boss who's been here for a good number of years. He had a very difficult first year. So I was speaking to his father at the end of the first year. Father describing all the struggles. He came from a high school that is a very broad spectrum. And he happened to have hung around the high school with the lower end. So the father said, of course, the only way he could keep in touch with them by having this clandestine cell phone. Of course, he handed in one cell phone and had a different cell phone. That's to be expected. And the father said, but I'm hoping the end of the year, when all his friends are running around every bar and every low place, Yerushalayim, come back home, he won't have them around, he'll be able to move. Baruch Hashem. But it was first year of a tremendous struggle. He couldn't move himself away from them. He couldn't pick himself up. And it was a struggle. Because it was a struggle, and a struggle of victories and defeats, and victories and defeats. So, by the second year, It's much easier. And finally, he got on top of himself. But if he didn't begin with a struggle, and he sort of given in, he never would have reached anything. Certain young man here, not here now, at the end of last year, he told me why he has to leave the yeshiva. He was the frumi tzaddik in his high school, which was not the highest level high school. And he came here, his rabbeim said, oh, this one, sent to Torah's Moshe. And he came here, but he came, there's funny rules about what television, movies. He says, my whole life until now have been television and movies. My conversation with my friends is about television and movies. And now I'm told about all this that shouldn't be, and also this Torah business. Yeah, you learned an hour here and an hour there, but Torah, the whole thing. I said, so what happened? He said, well, you know, it's very depressing. And I said, so what'd you do? He says, well, you know, I tried to list and I would give in. I'd run around the friends of mine, I'm sure who are not always male, but his life was a struggle. And he understood at the end of the year exactly what his options were. It was a very clear, this Mahalach HaChaim or that Mahalach HaChaim. But he couldn't let go. He had his friends. He had his way of thinking about the world, television and movies. And it wasn't Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse cartoons. So at the end of the year, he said, okay, I'm making a choice. Means a person sometimes can see it. And some, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person the soy and he can't deal with. But then you can deal with it. And when you deal with it, you have the ability to say, no, I am making a choice. Remember many years ago, a certain young man who had a big hashbon and becoming from. Remember one Shabbos, he once sat down with me and said a beautiful statement. He says, now I realize where the emes lies. The emes is ready for me. I don't know whether I'm ready for the emes. It's a problem in a lot of people's lives. The emes is staring them in the face. You have to know you're ready for the emes. The emes is always ready for you. Ato hivdalto enosh mirosh v'atakirehu la'amud lefanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes and gave the ability to stand up in front of him. And we live in a world of sheker and vulgarity and lowness, and even in our own community, of theft. Nowadays, I'm not. When someone tells me, oh, there's a from Jew who did X, there's no Aveira, I'm surprised that someone a Yarmulke does. Because we're so part of a corrupt world. But that's all part of looking at yourself and trying to figure out, so who am I? A certain young man here, a few years ago, his whole metzias was shek. He couldn't tell the truth. And his whole mentality was how to fool people and get people's attention by fooling them. He cooked up a plot to fool the head of surgery in Shaarei Tzedek that he had an appendicitis when he was totally healthy. He thought this was going to be the the ultimate victory of his ability to sheker. And kachav, I remember I was there in the hospital, I was speaking to the head of surgery. He says, he says. And then after they did the surgery, and he sent in the lab report, it was a totally healthy appendix, and the head of surgery realized how this kid had fooled him. Some people, their whole joy in life is shaken. And it's not surprising in this crazy world we live in. Shekhar and vulgar, stealing, a thief, and money, and everything. In this world, we have to come to a very clear understanding how to make ourselves into the person the Torah wants me to become. And that's our avoda for Yom Kippur.